you know, be addressed sooner rather than later in terms of what is there. If there's nothing there, let's move on. But this is where the work of Robert Mueller is critical to our future as a country, because I, you know, in some respects, we're a government and a nation in crisis right now.
You have confidence in this special counsel?
Absolutely.
You both worked with him for a long time when he was head of the FBI.
Absolutely. That was an inspired choice.
They don't come any better.
And nobody better than Bob Mueller, who is a straight shooter and will not be intimidated by anything.
And if he's fired by Mr. Trump, or attempted to be fired by Mr. Trump, I really hope that our members of Congress, our elected representatives, are going to stand up and say enough is enough and stop making apologies and excuses for things that are happening that really flout, I think, our system of laws and government here.
When you say enough is enough, what will be, if he's fired and he's the president of the United States, he could tell Rosenstein to fire him if he wants. But if he's fired, what would you want Congress to do?
First of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders that, again, are inconsistent with what this country is all about. But I would just hope that this is not going to be a partisan issue, that Republicans and Democrats are going to see that the future of this country is at stake, and there needs to be some things done for the good of the future.